When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Early Break on the ticket, full show ahead. Nick Sainer filling in for Jake Sorensen one final day alongside Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. Gentlemen,
Jake's back tomorrow, is that
Jake
right?
Jake is back tomorrow.
Final day is what we're calling it. One final day.
One last ride.
You have a social event in Arizona.
You can call it what it is. It's a bachelor party.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be some top secret thing. It's a bachelor party in Arizona.
I didn't know if we wanted to go there. Now, well, here we are.
We are here.
Here we are. You're seated very close to me, which is fine.
It's a little awkward. I think we're both. I think you're too far this way, and I'm too far this way.
Yeah, we're seated very close.
Well, there's plenty of room in this new studio for you guys to spread out if you desire.
Where are we?
Tough loss last night
for
the Stars.
Oh,
got beaten overtime. They were down two people, and they held them off. To force overtime, they got beat, I think, 3-2 in overtime.
Did you go to this game?
I did not go. I was getting minute-by-minute updates from people that were at the game.
Really?
It was in Sioux City, if I'm not mistaken. It was in Sioux City, if I'm not mistaken.
It may have been. It was against the Musketeers.
It was one of two places.
Gary Brockoff was there. He was the one that was covering it for me, live.
Bill is big enough in this world where he has people covering things for him.
That'd be great. Cover this for me and keep me up to date.
Please. I thought you were talking about the bad loss or the tough loss was for the Sixers. They blew an 8. I think they blew a
4-point lead in the last.
You
like,
saw it.
Like 30. I
didn't
see it.
I
wasn't watching it, though.
Oh, you weren't?
No, and I'm kind of mad, too, that I missed the Lakers blew it, too.
They were way up.
Yeah, they blew it too against the Nuggets.
I thought I saw 84 to 62 at one point in that game.
That much. But anyway, they lost that one also.
Well, the Knicks. I mean, we don't talk about NBA on this show. Well, I'm not sure why. We don't have to discuss that. But the Sixers Knicks game was marvelous. Marvelous. Mm. I mean, the Madison Square Garden, Bill, was hot. Mm. I mean, it was hot.
We talked about what we'd like to go to the Garden for a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Philly Knicks, how intense the fourth quarter was. Oh, intense.
Yeah.
Intense playoff
Embiid only has one leg, and he scored 35.
Yeah.
He has one leg.
I texted Alex the exact same thing. Embiid has 31 on one leg. Yeah. I think he didn't end up with 35.
35 and 10 boards. Couldn't play defense, but he couldn't move.
He could barely get up the
imagine
court.
Imagine scoring 35 points.
On one leg. Ty Maxey had 34.
Yeah. He's in good. The playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Embiid on one leg. But they blew it. They were up. I got to say, they were up 6 with a minute to go and blew it.
Yeah, the Knicks, I mean, is there anybody in the East that looks like they could beat the Boston Celtics?
Boston
is as deep as any team is.
Good question.
I suppose the Knicks come the closest, and I hate to say that as they are the two seed. Or excuse me, no, yes, the two seed.
Yeah, maybe the Knicks. Cavs. The Cavs are having their way with the Magic.
Yeah.
So far, the Magic's been immensely disappointing in the first two games. Anyway, I don't know if the Sixers blew a 6-point lead, but it was close to that. It was something like that.
Oh, I like your shirt. On three. That's who you work for.
I'm wearing an on three shirt.
Not a single button buttoned either.
No, all the way unbuttoned.
That's all the way undone. They call that a little chesty.
Let that. 1972, bring it back. All right, taking it to the street. All right.
Okay, I got something. Well, we're on the topic of awkwardness. Bill, you've addressed this with me that I can be kind of socially awkward.
Well, I've never. Well, yeah. Yeah, you can sometimes.
It's fine. I was surprised by you guys yesterday, both of you, that when you're in line at a grocery store, you can't ask the person in front of you, like, how was your weekend?
No.
Why?
That's a little too.
Is that too much?
It's a little too personal. Much. Too personal.
Yeah, how's your weekend?
That's a time for the weather or something like that. Or just, hey, you dating anybody?
That's personal.
This is personal. I just can imagine a total stranger telling me that they worked in their garden or something. It just wouldn't interest me.
Well,
because then you have to pretend to care when we all know everybody doesn't care.
Ooh, okay. It's not a bad answer.
We can say things like, oh, self-checkout, don't get me started. You can say that.
Exactly.
You can say that.
That's better.
That'd be a nice segue for you.
Yeah. You have the conversation. They really need to get a couple more lines open.
Huh? Yeah. Self-checkout, don't get me started. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. But not how's your weekend? It's interesting to me. I was thinking about last night. If someone asked me in line at Russ's, how was your weekend? I'd be okay with it. That's fine.
If I was on the receiving end, I don't know how much I would elaborate on how my weekend was with a total stranger.
I'd just say I worked. It was fine. How was yours?
So you get through 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. So nice job. That buys you 3 seconds of conversation.
I don't know. I was surprised by that. I am awkward. I mean, maybe that's a sign.
Let me ask, have you ever asked anyone in line, anywhere? Home Depot, any place. Hey, well, how was your weekend?
I can't remember an example of it. I wouldn't be surprised if I did, you know.
Are you guys pro or anti self-checkout while we're on this topic?
Bill.
It was a bugaboo.
Oh, it was it really?
It was a bugaboo, a major one.
It
was
intense. Here's the thing: I'm on the anti side as well.
Yeah,
are you?
I am anti self checkout.
Oh. What do you do? I know the other day I hit it twice and I just walked away.
I just walked away.
I don't even know what happened.
Yeah,
I charged myself twice for an item. I just walked away from the machine and went to the line.
I'll say this:
it's highly confusing. I do like the people that that discuss that sometimes. That when they have to go through the self-checkout, then someone wants to check they don't do it. They just walk right by them. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that. It's like, hey, listen, I just did your job. I just checked myself out. If you guys are worried about whether I'm stealing a Snickers bar in the bottom of my bag, then hire some more checkers.
That is what I was about to say.
Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Are you getting feedback?
Yeah, I'm not getting any feedback.
Reverb?
No reverb. I can't hear myself.
It may be the... We'll double check connection at the break.
Yeah.
For sure, that's what I was going to say was that it used to be just like the Costco and Sam's clubs where they used to check the receipt and you'd have to go through the line. They have to mark it with a little highlighter or marker you'd be good to go.
Yeah.
Which I never really understood the point of that either because everything's out in plain view. It's not like Sam's or Costco has bags that you can hide stuff in. However, now they're doing it at Walmart. I walked into Walmart the other day, I got a bag of like broccolini or something, and because I was making some roasted broccoli in the oven, and we ended up that was my only item, and I had to sit there and wait in line before I headed out the door so that he could check my receipt and mark it for broccolini.
Doesn't make sense.
And I thought, why am I?
Doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
Roasted broccoli confuses me more than the.
Why broccolini.
That? Yeah, that throws me.
Broccolini.
I just could never imagine myself being like, I'm going to roast some broccoli.
It went with steaks. It was like the, you put some little garlic mixture on it, pop it in the oven.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds bad.
Good. It's good. You'd like it.
Crispens up.
It's good. Crisp broccoli. It's good. No, it is.
I didn't say it was.
Yeah,
I just said
you'd
it.
Like it.
I just don't see me all of a sudden. I've never bought a bag of broccoli in my life.
I know I haven't either, but I've had it at, I've had it at restaurants.
I've never been like, hey, excuse me, where are the Brussels sprouts? That's never came out of my mouth. It's, it's more like, where are the ho-hos? Where would you get a ho-ho at? Where would you
so you could use the same kind of thought process with a ho-ho or a Swiss roll. It's like, why do I have to wait in this line for one single item?
I agree. I like the people who just walk by. I'm like, nope, I've already done my job here.
Well, and
it's the double charge. I'm sorry to break
it. No, it's okay.
It's
go
the
ahead.
Double charge thing that freaks me out. It's so easy to do. You just I don't think I got it the first time. Probably did. Then I did it the second time, and I see, oh, God, I double charged myself. Then what do you do? Then what do you do? Especially now.
My question is this one. They're checking you out, and they're like, hey, this wasn't rang up on your deal.
Yeah.
I would sure hope it's like, just go back and ring it up and not like, hey, we need to arrest this guy. You know, because it's just like, dude, I didn't even know. You're making me be a check. That's not what I do. This is not what I do. And so I'm willing to go So I'm with you on that. So it was a major bugaboo.
That's intriguing. Bugaboo. That's intriguing because it also is another thing of they still need people to monitor the self-checkout.
It's loosely monitored.
When you go to Home Depot, first thing I do, come here. Lady has to walk over and walk me through the whole thing. So she could have just done what?
Check me out.
Yeah, that'd have been the way to. Plus, I enjoy talking to the checkers. I do. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the little conversation.
I kind of do.
Hi, V's super nice. They always ask how your day was.
Yeah.
They always ask.
Okay, now you can do that, though. Yeah. Not your weekend, but your day. Weekend,
yeah.
They can ask how your day.
How's your day going?
Okay, like not that. Weekend.
Simple as that. Yeah.
There's a defined distinction there. How's your day going? Yeah. Not your weekend.
You're not prying as much.
Prying. Really? Is that prying?
Yes. I change up every time, too, between plastic and paper for no reason. plastic or paper? Oh, give me paper this time. I'll try plastic. Let's get this. Walk it back a little
bit. I always think about it and then go plastic.
I go plastic more because it's easier to have to carry. Easier to loop it on. Way easier to carry.
Thank you. You guys coined the term better times, right?
Jeez. Don't get me started.
Better times were...
Considering better times for Bill Searles today, I'm not sure.
When I was in school having to get paper sacks to cover my books.
Mm-hmm.
My hardback cover books.
Yeah.
That's my own little better times there.
You
got to get paper so we can cover books later tonight.
And you covered them.
I attempted.
You still did
Steve,
that.
This was also a bugaboo.
It was.
We hit this on a bugaboo.
How about this?
Covered the books.
Yeah,
we did.
We covered it.
Because they tried the stretchy covers, and the stretchy covers weren't great. They weren't durable enough.
Stretchy covers, what's that?
I don't know. It's literally a pre-made fabric that you stretch over the cover of the book, and there's your book cover.
I've never had one of those.
I've never even heard of that.
That even exists.
They don't work well enough. They don't. Mm. They're not durable. The paperback books are durable. Plus, you could doodle.
God, that's something that endured.
Yeah,
that's something that endured through better times into these wicked times.
Doodling was fun.
Yeah,
doodling was fun.
Doodling was kind of fun.
It's kind of fun on your.
God dang, what a.
Drew and Wahoo says they probably don't even use books in schools anymore. Yeah. Everything's probably online.
Yeah.
It's pretty true.
It's a lot of Chromebook.
Yeah, right?
That's a big thing. Get your Chromebook out.
I'm pretty sure they get to take those home.
I don't know. That's just theirs. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know. I also
better times when we were there though.
I had books I didn't read. I didn't mind the hardbacks. I didn't mind the hardcovers. But anyway, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Make sure you give them a call today. You can earn 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. That's Newton's Lawn Care. Let our guy Andrew know that the ticket sent you as well. All right, gentlemen. So yesterday on Bill's Throws, we're actually going to have this be a very text line driven segment. Okay.
Mm.
So listeners, if you're wherever you may be, make sure you
get
those
aggressive by swim.
Those,
I like it.
Those texting fingers ready because yesterday on Bill's Throws, we actually went a pretty lengthy segment on it, which was good because Bill kind of outlined all of the changes coming to college football this fall, whether it's helmet communication, 2-minute warning, how the conferences shape up, the NCAA having no power, the transfer portal being kind of just full blown out of control, I suppose, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the question for you guys, 402-464-5685. Is there any parts about the current landscape in college football that you enjoy as a fan? Well, are you a fan that's looking forward to a two-minute warning or helmet communication, seeing how that impacts the game? Are you
pumped? You like the transfer portal?
Do you like the transfer portal? Do you like the new conference realignment,
yes,
where Oregon and UCLA and USC and Washington are in the Big 12 and Texas and Oklahoma are no longer, or excuse me, Big 10, and Texas and Oklahoma are no longer in the Big 12? What do you like? What do you hate? What are you passionate about with the current landscape of college football?
That's good. You did that well. That's, I wonder about that. I like to hear from fans. What do they like about this new age college game we're in? We sometimes do this thing where we shrug our shoulders and say, well, that's just the way it is. Well, what, I mean, you got to like something, right?
Well, I was listening to a different podcast the other day yesterday, and they had,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The ball coach on Spurrier. Mm. And he said the exact same thing that we talk about. He's like, there's a lot of things going on, but boy, when I turn the TV on, it's pretty good.
I know.
It's like when you turn the TV on,
it's like
pretty,
hoops.
It's pretty good. You're watching, you go, oh, okay. I get all this thing, but wow, games are really good.
Right.
Games are really good. That's for sure.
Hey, we do the same thing with the NBA. We do. But when you turn on the games, like you turn on that game last night, I mean, that was as good as anything I saw in the 90s or the 80s. It was great.
Mainly because it was in the garden.
It's definitely part of it. But if that game's in Philly, it's still hot. Philly's hot.
Yeah, it would be.
Philly.
But they don't play in the Spectrum anymore. They don't play in the Spectrum.
It's not even that building.
No, I don't really know. They do not play in the Spectrum anymore.
It's still kind of a cool court, though. I will say that about Philly. Anyway, what are you hearing from the people?
So a lot of folks are talking about the new playoff. The layout of the new playoff.
Okay.
They like the 12 team playoff. And we talked about yesterday where it's going to be, I mean, conversations halfway through the season. You'll have fewer teams that are mathematically eliminated, I suppose, or just ideally
eliminated.
They'll
literally only be about 20-25% eliminated the first week in November. The rest of them will still be alive.
So that's more than halfway.
Because they can still probably somehow, maybe if they win this, to get into the conference championship, to give them some sort of an... It might be a little bit more, but everyone's still going to have conversation. So a lot of times you could be through a game, you know, just like last year when you had like a LSU-Florida State opened up.
Okay.
And they lost one. The loser wasn't out.
LSU lost.
The loser wasn't out. But they knew they had to win 11 in a row. Mm-hmm. They had to win 11 in a row to have a chance.
Yeah. And now it's not going to be like that.
And so now I know there's been, you know, people always talk about what should your schedule look like. I hope it's just the opposite of what some people are saying. Hey, we need to kind of protect ourselves on our non-conference. I hope it's just the opposite because, like, you know what? If we lose a non-conference game, there's going to be 14 teams after 1 year. It's 12 this year. And it's going to go to 16 probably within 2 or 3 years. That you feel better about playing those games.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to excite the fan base at Nebraska this year? What game?
Colorado.
It'll be nuts.
Night game, nuts. I think it'll be a night game.
Night game, nuts.
I think it will be a night game.
Yeah. But it'll be completely nuts.
It'll be nuts.
I think Clemson opens up with Georgia in this game.
You don't see Big Noon picking that up?
Big Noon's going to have Michigan, Texas.
That's right. Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry.
So,
didn't mean to interrupt.
Colorado could be... No, you're fine. Colorado could be like... 2014 Miami, which is a great example of a non-conference game that whipped this fan base into a frenzy. Some people would say they've never seen Memorial Stadium louder than it was that night against Miami in 2014.
Yeah. I mean, Abdul had a nice little run.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
But my point is...
Remember the quarterback for that year for Miami?
I should get his name. I remember the...
The running back was Duke Johnson Jr.
Uh-huh.
Quarterback Brad Kaya.
Brad Kaya.
The Miami Hurricanes. Brad Kaya.
Duke Johnson.
Philip Dorsett's son was on that team as well for Miami.
So Duke Johnson was just running down the field, getting leverage on the middle linebacker, going one way, whichever way that the leverage told him. Just like I did when I was a kid.
Same way with the Colts.
It was Banderas.
Yes.
He was getting Banderas every time. Duke Johnson. Anyway. Okay. Bill loves the playoff. It's probably going to 14 teams.
I think it's already approved. Like in the seriously, it's pretty close. It's not.
They said we're going to love 12.
It's up. It's going to be the next year, not this year. Next year is going to be 14. It'll be 16 within a heartbeat.
I think with the playoff, I'm really intrigued with home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a really fascinating concept.
Oh God, yes. Think about that.
When we're talking about it.
Think about it
because just having to go on the road. And I mean, Bill, you can elaborate on this better than the other two that are in this room right now. But of just the you have to play on the road in the biggest game of your season, and you got to be on your P's and Q's more than ever before.
Think about it.
And it could be weather.
Could be a weather scenario.
Because you're talking about what date?
Going to Ohio State in December.
Yeah, December.
Ohio State in December. Instead of playing in a 70-degree temperature-controlled dome?
Ann Arbor. Oh, you could name a bunch.
Penn State?
Yeah, oh, God.
Right?
Could be brutal.
Yeah, could be
brutal. They just got done shoveling the field 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah. I feel like that's a part that maybe kind of gets overlooked at times also.
No, that'll be a fun part.
Is the home field advantage piece of it.
Oh, it'd be great. It'll be wild in those stadiums.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Think if Nebraska hosted a playoff game, how wild that would be. It'd be wild.
Well, you're looking at about a 6 or 7 win jump at that point from last season or from Matt Rhule's first year.
Is that what you're hearing mainly from the people, the playoffs?
So, no. There's a lot of them. First couple were just the playoffs. We have, let's see, here we go. It talks about, I enjoy seeing Nebraska with football games. So unnamed texter says, overtime rules are the greatest of all time. I hope they don't change it. They like the overtime rules in college football nowadays.
I don't see any pushback on it. I don't think there's any change. There's nothing that's going to come with that. I think they have it narrowed down to going for two in second overtime, then it's to shoot out from that time on. I think everyone, and it's just fair. I don't think there's any coach. I know myself, I was never like, man, we got to look at these playoff rules. We need to go to the NFL. I'm like, no.
Kind of cool.
No, I like it. I like everything about it. I like you can change ends of the field. All these things that go through it.
There's something about, I think, when we look at college football and NFL football under the same microscope, and nowadays, especially with the transfer portal, it's easy to do so and draw comparisons between the two leagues. I think there's something to the fact of it's enjoyable to keep them separate as well. And so something as little as overtime rules the kickoff whatever happens with the portal and free agency – I think the general fan, is going to say, I still want that separation. What's the difference between college football and the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it, because the thought process with the transfer portal has been, it's basically pay for play. It's basically free agency, like the NFL, and it's brought with a negative connotation with it.
Yeah, it's becoming professionalized, and there is a negative connotation, but there's still enough difference that I don't see it as a factor.
Yeah.
There's still difference.
A lot of people are saying that they're having a love-hate relationship with the new conferences as well. Fun to be playing new teams, but I think teams on the West Coast shouldn't be in conferences with teams from the East Coast. Talking about travel a little bit here as well. A lot of people are just saying they're going to miss they like all the new changes with the rules, but miss the old conferences. Misses the Big 8, misses the Big 12.
The Big 8, 100.
Here's the thing about it that bothers me. It all feels very temporary.
It's all temporary. Don't panic on this one, Breakers. It'll all be back to, it's going to all end up in a Super League, and guess what's going to happen? They're all going to back it up. They're going to all of a sudden, the teams that will stay alive, Oregon State and Washington State will stay in the mix.
Okay.
And everyone's going to go back west again. The teams that are west, because it's going to be divided out that way. It's like the NFL is.
So what are you saying? There'll be a Super League, but then there'll be like divisions
or some sort of. There'll be it'll get back to regional. It will get back to regional.
God, I hope you're
There's
right.
There's no way that Cal's going to keep just banging away against Clemson in the ACC.
Stanford.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. And so it'll all come back full circle very fast. So there's no reason to be able to do it.
I hope you're right.
You know,
but so, Moe, I missed that too.
So, like, give you an example: the 2 minute warning. There's a lot that goes into it. So, right, you just kind of think, okay, it's 2 minute warning now. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, with timeouts, what it could do, there's a lot of thought process in coaching the 2 minute warning that you're going to have to be really good at. There's things that come up. So let's just take an example. Are you well coached enough? It's 2:09 left to go, mm-hmm. and you decide you're going to punt the ball away. It's mm-hmm. tied or even, or you're down. But hey, we got our timeouts, or the 2 minute warning is going to help us. Mm-hmm. Well, when you punt the ball, it's really critical that you don't fair catch the ball and you let it hit the ground or do something. Or the same way when you punt the ball, because you want the play to end at 2:01. If it ends at 1:59, that's the 2 minute warning now.
Okay.
To a dead ball. So then you lose the timeout. So it's a big, so you have to think through those things.
Yeah,
as a
punt, I would screw that up.
As a punt team or as a return team, mm-hmm. you have to understand there's things going on with that clock. So you look up there, and you, if you're on the punt return team, you're mm-hmm. like going, whatever you do, do not fair catch this ball. Because if we do, the clock out, 2:01, they run one play. Even though there's 1:56 left, it still goes to 2 minute warning.
Yeah, right.
And so there's strategies. What I'm trying to say.
I know you're trying to say,
and I'm not trying to say that like all those different things, but there's strategies to everything that goes on. So anytime there's always an equal, you know, what are you well prepared for this? So you have to do more thinking. There's more coaching involved in the 2 minute warning.
If the 2 minute warning is coming, there'll be instances where you just don't take a timeout in that situation. And say, well, the 2 minute warning's come.
Yeah. Sometimes you just so all of a sudden, let's just say the team runs the ball. You're trying to hold them in the 18 seconds. They're letting the clock run down. You're saying, I'm just going to let it go. Just going to let it go. But there's just, or you take a timeout right away. No, you're going to get the next timeout.
That's exactly what I was going to say is you could use it as a fourth.
Yeah, so it is. So however you cut it's a fourth timeout. I've always been under the, when it gets down to certain things, once time goes off the clock, it never gets added back.
Right.
So a lot of times I'm always like, use your 2 minute warning as your second timeout.
Yeah.
Stop it now. And so there's always different ways that how you're looking at things, but I've always been once it's gone forever. There's no special penalty. Oh, by the way, we're going to add 20 seconds back on the clock.
It's definitely strategy.
My point is there's a lot of strategy to it. So it's not just that easy. Of like, oh, yeah, just do this or do this. You better have an idea.
Yeah, you better have an idea. And you better, if you botch it, you better go to that press conference and be able to explain it and maybe put a good face on it. Yeah. That was just what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what else? We got a couple more. We got biggest issue for me is players opting out of bowl games in today's college football game.
Don't get me started.
They say that it's sad, but I still think that the expanded playoff potentially fixes that.
Well, it'll fix it for some.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, you don't want to.
It'll just fix it for some because now it's going to be. It'll actually be even worse.
Why?
Because now when you get to 12, then going to 14, which will eventually be 16, and you don't make that 16, 12, 14, they're going to be triple bailed. Like this game. No, I'm not playing in this game.
Yeah,
that'll be like, dude. They're Florida State was finished fifth, and no one played in the bowl game.
You could still make a when it was four teams. The New Year's Six title had meaning still to where it was with Florida State. Now, obviously, then with specifically Florida State, but like the Fiesta Bowl, even though it wasn't a specific college football playoff game, people still tuned in and watched. That's now going to be considered a college football playoff game. It's going to be I'm in the Bad Boy Mowers Invitational playing in Fenway, or I'm playing in the playoffs, and it's like, well, I don't really want to play in Fenway
think it'll get worse
contention.
Drastically worse. But it will get drastically worse.
Just take drastically out because it's depressing.
Just think about this. Again, Florida State, you know, they could have easily said, like, hey, listen, it's kind of crazy. We're going to go out. Let's go out and play our tails off, and we might finish second. There's still there was pundits that put together a plan how they could still win it. If they would have came back and went undefeated
in the bowl game,
if they had been as fit, and they could have looked at both the games, and they could have been voted one. Someone could have voted them national champion if they had went out and won that game. Someone could have said, "We're going to vote them."
They got hammered.
Yeah, well, 63-3, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's then
who did they play?
Georgia. Georgia hammered.
I just want to, was that walk me through that again? Was that Orange Bowl?
I think so.
Was it Orange Bowl?
I believe. Yes. Yes, it was.
I just wanted to think what it's like to be the so I've been to coached in 3 Orange Bowls. Guys all wear the orange jackets around. I mean, it is a prideful deal. And they had to just be walking around like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
These guys.
This is so embarrassing. We have the Orange Bowl and no one cares. No one's coming. And one of the teams, the entire team is opted out.
How much do you think committees read into that stuff beforehand, before inviting them?
I don't know. I mean,
some of them are kind of locked. The New Year's Six is kind of locked in.
Yeah. That's true.
Here's the deal. Then Florida State comes out with rings that say 13-0 on them. They give their players rings just the other day. And it says 13-0 on them. I don't want to bring that up because it goes with this conversation, and that's clearly just de-emphasizes the bowl situation. They didn't even count the bowl on their ring, which is, I'm not.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be. Now, I will
say this.
They
put 13-0 on their ring.
Some of the other bowls will be great. All of a sudden, you're going to be playing like the Potato Bowl. It'll be a great bowl game. Yeah. It'll be Toledo, Utah State. I'm like, okay. Everyone will be like, oh, yeah, we're playing in that. The other part, too, in some of those bowls, there will be some opt-outs. You know why?
Why?
They just want to look cool. Like, yeah, I'm opting out. Oh, whoa. And also people alerts people like, hang on, so-and-so from Bowling Green just opted out. Hold it. Now, who is this guy? Is he a first-round draft pick?
Just get some personal attention.
Yeah, or it's to get into the transfer portal early, and it's they think that that's going to help them find another spot. And to Bill's point of, instead of NFL draft conversation, you're having, is this a guy that can make the jump to the Power Five?
Let's find something that people like.
You want to think that would be horrible? You know what would be super horrible?
What?
Quad. Horrible.
What?
If also in the bowl game, just
I know.
Just go to, and all you have,
is
12 teams playing at the end. Imagine that. Instead of only 12
teams. Why are you
doing
this?
Instead of 78 teams playing or 80
You know
teams.
I love the bowl season.
I watched every bowl.
It
you know I do.
December 19th.
I love all those bowls. I love every one of them.
And what are you suggesting right now?
I'm just saying, what if it happened? What's the NFL do? They don't play. The NFL doesn't play. They have the playoffs.
Don't you worry about this.
Think about this.
Do you worry about this, Swim?
What did we just talk about? So a couple of things here. And just by me.
Don't.
Hold on. Me just blurting out a comment made me realize we just mentioned out loud that the playoffs are going to start mid-December.
Mm-hmm.
Early, if not early December. When does bowl season start?
That time.
When does the Bahamas bowl start?
That
December
time.
December 19th-ish? Yeah.
God, how great it would be though. So, you have a bowl game tomorrow, but the Bahamas bowl the night before. That'd be awesome.
It would be great, but then you're talking about, I don't think they'll ever get rid of bowls because there's a lot of money tied in with sponsorships and things like that. I think it's devalued pretty significantly, but I don't see a time to wherever advertisers are like, you know what? We just can't get anybody to sponsor the Mowers Invitational right now. We can't find it.
There's always, I mean, there's TV slots to fill, if nothing else.
And that's the point, I think, right? Like, think about where college football is going and what direction. It's,
you'll still
as we've heard on the text line, money and nobody likes a two-minute warning because that just leaves more room for commercials, and they don't like commercial breaks after every punt and stuff like that. That's a couple of texts that we've received as well. Well, think about what we're talking about.
When you're in the playoff games, it equals
more money.
Nebraska's whole MO right now is to make a bowl. And it's to just make a bowl. So it's, I don't want to think of it as a diminished bowl, but I guess that's what we're talking about, right? Just make a bad bowl game. Bowl game that nobody's paying attention to.
They are diminished. You see it all the time. They are diminished, which
I know they are.
And so I hate this. But I hate it. I'm with you.
I totally agree with you. They're diminished and I hate it.
And there's some that are just incredible. Like this, like you say, you take a bowl game that's, hey, what bowl are you gonna go? Go to the Alamo Bowl sometime.
Mm.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. The setting, everything about it. Everyone stays on Riverwalk. So it's not a major bowl, but it is a major bowl.
And they still matter. When Kansas won a bowl game under Lance, they won a couple. Or even when they lost that close game to Arkansas. It was still a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a big deal for Kansas. Then when Kansas won a bowl game, it was a big deal. It'd be a big deal for Nebraska if it's in the right bowl game and it wins.
Could you guys ever see bowl games having home field advantage? The reason I ask that is because you'd see more butts in seats. Because at places like the Alamo Bowl and certain other places, yeah, certainly there's people in attendance.
It's a unique thought. It'd be miserable for the home team. It'd be like, where are you going for your bowl game? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Stay in my apartment. You still get to go someplace, get on a plane, get on. I mean, you get some gifts. You get to go see a different city.
I guess I was trying, as I'm thinking out loud, just trying to think of ways to keep fans engaged.
To enhance the bowl. Oh, good thought.
So, like, let's use Nebraska as an example, right? It, as college football is, you know, obviously still going towards money, is that it's additional revenue. You could still sponsor it if you're whatever local business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be 85,000-90,000 people. Well, not with the stadium renovation. 75,000-80,000 people in the stands instead of going to Raymond James Stadium down in Tampa and having there be 15,000.
Oh, there'll be more than 15.
20,000.
Keep going.
The spectacle on TV would look, I think, a lot better with butts and seats.
To me, that'd be pure misery. Be pure misery. Just play at my own place, or also to be. Boston College, and you're coming up to Lincoln to play.
Yeah, or Lincoln going to Boston College.
Yeah, it'd be like, no.
Now, it just depends who it is. But I like your other thought, and Bill's good at stuff like this. How do you enhance the non-playoff bowl games? Is there a way to enhance them? Is there a way to entice players to stay and play? I mean, even if it's just, we'll pay you to play.
We've just got a lot of tests.
Or make it part of your NIL deal that you have to, there's exactly a game the to be played. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Is we've gotten a lot of, this is NIL, we need to pay the players just to stay opt-in. That needs to be part of their NIL contract. Unfortunately, with no collective bargaining agreement, we should mention there's not really contracts involved.
That's a good thing. Hey, swim. So, swim.
We got to remember that.
That's
part.
A good point.
There's
that's
not,
a good point.
Not necessarily binding contracts when there's no collective bargaining agreement. All right, when we come back, let's take a break. When we come back, CJ Wilcher commits to Texas A&M. We'll talk about it coming up next on Early Break.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.